Moroseness and pessimism have no place in the chronic moral values. When people act according to their desires and passions without regard for the Quran's teaching, they become oppressed by sadness, worry, and fear. When one has no understanding of the nature of faith and of what it means to put one's life in Allah's hand and complete submission to His will as taught in the Quran, he is in a state of constant struggle with the anxiety that arises from not knowing what will happen to him or to those close to him at any given time. Whereas, if he lives his life according to the religion that Allah has chosen for him and according to the moral canons of the Quran, he will never experience this anxiety or any other such difficulty. Allah proclaims this truth through His messengers when He says, "I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. All those who follow My guidance will not go astray and will not be miserable. But if anyone turns away from My reminder, his life will be a dark and narrow one." Surah Taha 123 and 124. Many people turn away from Allah's reminder and, as a result, live an anxious and unhappy life. Moreover, since they lead their lives based on the superstition that life is led by chance, they feel regret by regarding as setbacks and bad luck those very things that could be to their future benefit. Their minds are continually agitated by the fear of ending up poor, of being cheated or becoming sick. When they hope for adulation, they worry they will be ridiculed. When they hope for loyalty, they fear of being confronted with ingratitude. They become pessimistic when they consider the possibility of receiving bad news at any moment or that someone might say or do something unpleasant to them. Even in their happiest moments, they live with the anxiety that they cannot make the moment last forever. In a verse, Allah reveals the state of anxiety in which those who disregard the Quran live. "I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan." When Allah desires to guide someone, He expands His breast to Islam. When He desires to misguide someone, He makes his breast narrow and constricted as if he were climbing up into the sky. That is how Allah defiles those who disbelieve. Surah Al-An'am 125. It is natural that those without religion should feel disturbed and without peace of mind because they spend their lives in the company of those without the good moral qualities of the Quran, such as love, compassion, mercy, self-sacrifice, loyalty, and humility. To live in a system full of deceit and harm, in which people do not help each other without expecting something in return, where friendships are pursued with expectations of profit, where even simple mistakes one commits is met with an angry response, and where anyone treats the other unjustly is a cause of unhappiness for a sentimental person. However, if such a person were to live in an environment that was to their liking, it would change little. Even if there were much happening around them, they should feel happy about, such emotional people would find a way to see them in a negative light. Because they view every little thing in such a way, it does not matter if the weather were hot or cold, rainy or windy, they turn whatever it is into something to complain about. We could illustrate with pages of examples how these people find excuses to feel dissatisfied at every opportunity. It is a manifestation of what Allah says in the following verse, "I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Let them laugh little and weep much, and in repayment for what they have earned." Surah At-Tawbah 82. In other words, He reveals the behavior of the disbeliever who becomes, "I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan," desperate when bad things happen. Surah Al-Ma'arij 20. Another essential reason for the unhappiness felt by those without faith is the fact that their plans do not turn out as they expect. For example, an emotional person prepares a meal for her husband and is disappointed when she does not get the reaction she expected. She saves money to buy her friend a present, but again she is sad because she thinks she wasn't as happy with the gift as she had hoped. The possible reasons for being unhappy are endless. The defeat of a favorite football team, being late for work, breaking a pair of glasses, losing a watch, everything can become an excuse for being unhappy. For example, a person dejected because he missed his bus. How does he know that bus will not be in an accident a moment later? Maybe Allah determined he missed the bus as part of his faith so that he would expect the accident. Let us consider another example. A driver misses an exit that he is very familiar with and gets on the wrong road. Assessing the situation from his superficial level of understanding, he becomes angry with himself. His joy evaporates because he will have to drive farther. However, it was Allah who made him take that road, as in every occurrence he is too was his fate. And again, not getting the job he is really wanted is an occasion for an ignorant person to feel unlucky and dejected. Such a person regards getting the job as definitely the best thing for him and not getting it as his greatest loss, whereas a person who has faith that Allah is his friend and protector will know that Allah approved the result for his good and he will submit to it with pleasure and satisfaction. Perhaps the work environment would have damaged his health. Perhaps it was necessary for him not to take that job because a greater opportunity was about to come to him. If Allah were to show them the reason behind what they call misfortune and for which they feel frustrated, and the benefit that ultimately comes from the things that otherwise upset them and make them anxious or angry, they would understand just how misguided they were in being sad, and their feelings would turn to joy and delight. If a person's fate were to be revealed to him in its entirety and the so-called misfortunes were to be seen for the part they play in it, he would never again feel regret for that which happens to him. Therefore, the wishes thing to do is to live a life of submission to Allah. Be that as it may, it remains to be said that everyone already lives in submission to Allah, whether they realize it or not, but it is necessary that an individual be conscious of this life in his life. Believers who are possessed of such a consciousness live secure with peace of mind, observing with a contented spirit the unraveling of the fate that Allah has determined for them as peacefully as one might watch a film. They know that, as the Prophet Muhammad said, wealth is not in vast riches, but wealth is in self-contentment.